It will be hard for me to get to a front, so don't worry, it is a while before you hear from me.
When Aung San Suu Kyi left her family in England in 1988, she thought it would be a short visit to Burma to care for her ailing mother. Instead, Daw Soo followed in the footsteps of her father, who was a national hero. She became the leader of a pro-democracy movement.
It may be a little late to be saying this, but you realize I've never actually spoken in public before.
Well, there's no time like the present.
That's David Thewlis playing Daw Soo's supportive husband, Michael, an Oxford don. Malaysia-born Michelle Yeoh, who learned to speak Burmese for her role, recalls recreating that 1988 speech to the crowd gathered in front of the Shwedagon Pagoda in Rangoon. The government would not allow the film to be shot in Burma, so Thailand doubles for its neighbor.
The first speech that she makes is in Burmese to her people, to let them understand that even though she did marry a foreigner, even though she lived outside of Burma for so long, she was her father's daughter, she cannot turn away from what's happening to her country. So we can't take liberties and try and do it in English. It just wouldn't be right. When I did the Shwedagon speech, Lu was saying, there is someone that's crying behind you the whole time. So we found out that he was there. He said, at that time in 88, I was in the audience looking up at Daw Soo, hearing her say the speech. Today I am standing behind her, listening to her say the speech again.
Yeoh says director Luc Besson found many background players who lived through the events being portrayed.
He actually went to the Burmese refugee camps up in northern Thailand, and he cast about 200 of them. All of them were not actors, but they were very natural, of course. I mean, they were Burmese. So the way they moved when they were with me, it helped me tremendously.
Madam, your restricted residence is at an end. You are now free to come and go as you please.
Aung San Suu Kyi's release from house arrest in 2010 became a remarkable postscript that was added to the film, and its arrival now at American and European theaters coincides with her election to parliament.
With the lady, it's a very important message that, you know, there is an awakening. I hope that people who did not know about Aung San Suu Kyi, about the plight of the Burmese people, will now have an option to see whether they want to do something, because now they know.
Michelle Yeoh met with Aung San Suu Kyi in 2010 before shooting the film, but when she tried to return in June last year, the actress was deported with no explanation. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.